So how can we know that we are progressing on the spiritual journey from being non-spiritual to becoming spiritual? Nasato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sataha. Ubhayor api drishtuanta stvanoyo saptadarshivi. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, in 2.14, that the material is characterized by change. The non-material, the spiritual, is characterized by constancy. The material keeps changing, the spiritual never changes. So, when we are in materialistic consciousness, we will be shaken by the changes in this world. So, to the extent we become spiritual, we will not be so disturbed by the changes. This world is like an ocean. In an ocean, there will always be waves. So, when the waves are there, you will be tossed. If a person is there in the ocean, they will be moving up and down, bobbing up and down. If there are big stormy waves, they will be thrown up and down. But if that person gets into a boat, and that boat is anchored, then the shaking will be much lesser, much lesser, much lesser. Lesser, lesser, lesser. So like that, in this world, there's always going to be change. And change causes anxiety, change causes stress. Change can cause even breakdown. But when we become spiritual, then we connect with the unchanging reality, God. We realize our own unchanging side, the spiritual side, as souls. And the more we become focused on the understanding of ourselves as spiritual, the more we realize ourselves as spiritual, then it is like we are becoming situated in a boat that is anchored. So understanding ourselves as spiritual, as souls, is like getting into the port. And connecting with God, with the supreme spiritual reality, through yoga, especially bhakti yoga, that is like anchoring ourselves to a higher reality. When you do this, the shaking will go down much more. So the shaking going down has two aspects to it. One is, of course, anxiety. The same things that disturbed us too much earlier. The more spiritual we become, the more calmer we'll become. Now, we will be concerned but not disturbed. It is not that we will become uncaring or irresponsible. We have to function in the world, and when there are changes in the world, we have to respond appropriately to them. But to be concerned but not disturbed means that we don't feel personally threatened by that. If some changes happen in our life, yes, it matters to me, and therefore I'll work to rectify things. But we won't feel personally threatened. That's how we can be concerned but not disturbed. So the level of anxiety, stress, agitation going down is one marker of our progress in the spiritual journey. Now, anxiety and craving are two sides of the same coin. In the Bhagavad Gita 16.11, Krishna says, Chintam aparimeyam cha pralayantam upashutah kamopabhoga parama etavaditi nishchitah. He says, those who are obsessed with material enjoyment, enjoying material things, they will also be subjected to anxiety. So, to the extent we become spiritual, not only will our anxiety go down, but our craving for material things will also go down. Craving for material things means that in materialistic consciousness, we think that my self-identity and my self-worth are determined by what I possess. Like some people believe that, you know, their self-worth is their net worth. But we as selves are different from how much we are earning. How much we are earning is important, but that alone doesn't define us. So the craving for material things will also go down. So we won't be driven here and there by our cravings. We won't be subjected to inferiority or insecurity because of our cravings. We will be able to stay steady. That's on the side of interaction with matter. Anxiety will go down, craving will go down. On the positive side, we will become more and more rooted in spiritual reality. That means we will start experiencing joy, peace in a spiritual way of living, in a spiritual association, and in cultivating spiritual consciousness ourselves. So the more we advance, the spiritual will become our home territory. If we have a home, that doesn't mean we always stay in the home. We go out when we have work to do. So if we are in spiritual consciousness, it doesn't mean that we don't do material things. We do our material responsibilities. But just as soon as our work is done, we come back home. So the spiritual will become our home territory. That means we won't seek comfort or pleasure in other things. As soon as our work is done, we'll come back to the spiritual level of consciousness and experience peace, experience rejuvenation over there. So in this way, by the decrease of anxiety, by the decrease of craving, and by the increase of comfort and security that we experience in the spiritual realm, we can understand that we are advancing. Okay? Thank you. Any other questions?
Just one question.